We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. So glad to have you on this Thursday. Massive game coming up tonight, which is going to be fun. You got Dolphins, Bengals. But Perloff, we start with a question that is simple, but the answer is not simple.
I know where you're going.
After watching Aaron Judge tie Roger Maris's record for the American League single season home run record, it's a mouthful to say there. If Aaron Judge gets to 62, is he the true single season home run king? Again, it's a simple question, not a simple answer.
Okay, the fact that MLB is trying to say he's the American League home run king just points out how ridiculous MLB is. Because we all know that nobody cares about who the National League and American League home run... Who's the National League king? Oh, I guess it's Barry Bonds. But, okay, who is
it? You knew that just as it was leaving
before,
your mouth.
Before the steroid era, before Sosa, McGuire, who was the National League leader? Nobody knows. We don't break down records like that. Wait, should I know that, by the way?
No, you're good.
Okay. Was it Hack Wilson or something? Or I don't even know. It's some bizarre older name. My point is that was a cop-out by MLB. That was Major League Baseball trying to avoid taking the key issue on head on. Is Aaron Judge the home run king or is it Barry Bonds?
To me, if you're asking me, I'll tell you. It's Barry Bonds. And I am not trying to take away from Aaron Judge's moment here. His moment last night was incredible. You can tell how hard these records are to even tie and then break. I mean, he's hopefully going to break it in the next couple days. But you can tell how hard it is when all the pressure is on you. Plus, the Yankees were in the AL East chase and all that stuff. There's just a lot going on. I'm not trying to take away from his moment. It's a great moment. Aaron Judge is a great face of baseball, one of the faces. He's great in New York. He's
okay, going to make tons and tons of tell money. Me why you
he's
think
not
it's
the
Bonds.
Real home run king.
Why?
Because if Major League Baseball is not going to put an asterisk next to Barry Bonds' number, then I'm not going to do it. Baseball can't just, they love leaving this to the fans because we fight about it and we talk about it and it fills a lot of airtime and it gets their name out in the news. But Major League Baseball has never fully reckoned with the steroid era. With in terms of records that were broken during that era, World Series that were won during that era, managers who were enshrined in the Hall of Fame who were coaching guys who were on steroids, all of these things are still just like this massive, it's unsettled. You know, there's a lot of gray area. We have guys we keep out of the Hall of Fame, other guys who are whispered and connected are in the Hall of Fame. There's no rhyme or reason to any of it. So until baseball comes down and makes a decision on this, I'm going with what my eyes saw, which was Barry Bonds in 2001 hit 73 home runs.
Do you really need baseball to tell you that Barry Bonds was on steroids and that 73 home runs was not real? You don't need baseball to tell you that. Maggie, you saw it. You know it wasn't real. You saw how big he was. There's no way that was real. So I don't.
Baseball
it doesn't
wasn't
matter.
Even testing for steroids in 2001.
Right.
Let's not forget.
I don't think we need baseball to put an asterisk because we have common sense. And common sense says that wasn't real. I think the only debate is it Roger Maris or Aaron Judge? Because you could say that, not that there's any whisper of steroids around Aaron Judge, but in today's game, you can't even really count home run records because it ended once the steroid era started.
See, you some don't people find say any of this has come back a little bit with Judge, or you still are jaded?
I'm still a little jaded. I think he's much more home run king than Barry Bonds. Does that count for anything? Because I don't think he's on steroids, but I have trouble trusting anyone. Part of it because of my fan experience. I was so into McGuire and Sosa and Bonds. I loved it. I kind of watched Giants games. I never watch out of market baseball games.
Yeah.
I would watch a random Giants Padres game on a Tuesday night. We all would.
Yep.
And then it happened, and then we found out it was all fake. And a big part of me as a fan said, I will never get burned again. So I've actually enjoyed this Aaron Judge chase, but I can't get excited like I was once before. So there's never for me going to be another home run chase that's going to be like it was. Is that fair?
It's fair. It's not fair to Aaron Judge, but it's fair. And you could always say, like, when did the steroid era begin and when did it end? We just saw Fernando Tatis just tested positive for steroids. That happened like 2 months ago. So we can't say we know that the game is totally devoid of cheaters now, even though, again, Aaron Judge has never had a whisper around him. But, like, define this era for me. You know,
I can't.
You can't. And again, so this is, it's such selective justice, like this vigilante justice that we hand out. You can get in, you can't. Your record stands, your record doesn't. To me, it's like, to be honest, it's almost just, and forgive the word choice here, it's almost cleaner to say that Bonds is the home run king because he's the one who has the number. And whatever my eyes, like, you know, what I didn't know at the time, but what I know now, even with all that said, I can't just like wipe it away.
Okay.
Right?
When your son, who's now 3 years old, asks you, when he's old enough to figure this out, asks you, who is a single season home run leader?
Yep. I'm going to say Barry Bonds hit the most.
You're just going to say that to your son?
No, I'll give him some context, but he definitely hit the most.
You're going to confuse him. What if he's 6 years old and he has? So,
this isn't about my parenting. This is about Aaron Judge.
I'm saying the fact that you have to give him some context, that says all that you need to say. He's not the home run king because you have to add context. It's just not clean enough for me. I think the cleaner answer is Aaron Judge.
The cleaner answer is to say, yeah, there's all these names on the list above him, but none of those count. Why? Because we...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They were linked to steroids, never failed the test.
I mean, you're going to get much harder questions from your kid. Like, Mommy, why do the Mets keep blowing it late in the season?
Hey, you want to talk baseball? Let's go, baby. Mets and my Phillies, you really want to have that discussion today?
Yeah, I'll have that discussion because I gave up on the Phillies weeks ago. They've just played out the season the way I expected them to. I've moved on to do you know what the Eagles are, by the way? They're 3-0. The Buffalo Bills are 2-1. Don't give me your Mets Phillies stuff.
You can't. This is so hard. You jump off before we even have a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
September's not even over yet.
I'm one of those guys who doesn't want to play if I think I'm going to lose. So I've just walked away from the baseball race. Just walked away.
And now
see here.
So the Phillies can't hurt you anymore. But you can still throw darts at the Mets somehow.
No, the Phillies can't hurt me anymore because if I let myself open up to that kind of pain, I can't believe you're still there because I've seen the Mets do nothing but damage to your psyche over the last 6 or 7 years.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't sleep last night after Eduardo Escobar won the game in extra innings. But listen, this is not about the Mets today or the Phillies. This is about Aaron Judge. And this is about you. And what do you think and who do you think is the real home run king? Is it 70?
You, the audience. Yes. Not you.
I know what you think, Perla.
Yeah.
Samter, Stu, we'll get your thoughts in a moment. But what do you think out there? Because this is one where you could walk into any sports bar in America and ask someone, who do you think is the true home run king? And you're going to get...
3 different answers.
I mean...
You'll get Maris, you'll get Judge, and you'll get Barry Bonds.
But I think, is it safe to say we think Judge is going to break the record?
I'm not talking about time. No, but I do think there are some people who are not going to recognize Judge.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Because it's post-steroid era. It just feels like, you know, Roger Maris, what he did was completely different. It was unique. It was singular. Yeah, that's why I don't think that the nation is celebrating Aaron Judge like we did in the past. Like, there's no...
Well, maybe not, but do you think at all it matters that even Roger Maris' family is there acknowledging Aaron Judge? And basically they've been held hostage for like the last five, seven games waiting for him to tie the record. But, I mean, they acknowledge that he's there.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't
feel like... They're
ready
to pass the torch.
Okay, when Aaron Judge comes to spring training next year, you're going to say, assuming he breaks the record, is there goes the home run king. I don't think a lot of people are going to say that. I think some, maybe 40% of fans will say that.
I think most people are going to say what I say, which I think Bonds hit 73. He's the king. It might be distasteful. You might not like it, but it's true.
But nobody calls Barry Bonds a home run king. They call him Barry Bonds a cheater. Well, Let's put a poll out.
He's got Maggie both records. He's got single season and he's got all time. I mean, I know a lot of people say Hank Aaron is the real home run king
100%.
Because of 755. But
do you know
Bonds, again, is at the top of the list there.
Okay, I can understand this. You don't think that Barry Bonds is the all-time home run king, do you?
If I believe it for single season, why wouldn't I believe it for career?
Because it feels even worse to take it away from Hank Aaron.
Well, it does feel worse to take it away from Hank Aaron.
Everything Hank Aaron went through to get that record, and you're going to give it to Barry Bonds?
Well, I don't feel good about that. Yes, I know. Hank Aaron was like getting death threats. It was awful what he had to go through.
Maris went through a tough time, too. It was...
True. Is it there, gets so much pressure?
That was an incredible achievement, what Roger Maris did in 1961. That was history. There's movies made about it.
Yep.
No one's making a movie about Aaron Judge this year because it's a watered-down record.
Well, think about it. If Aaron Judge gets to 62, which you think he's going to do, if he wins a Triple Crown, if the Yankees win the World Series this year and then he bets on himself, which he already did, and gets this massive contract, that does sound like a movie. Maybe someone is making an Aaron Judge movie.
Honestly, that sounds like the most boring movie ever. And they'll make any Yankee season into a Aaron Judge is so boring as a person. There's no way.
I know. Derek Jeter, not that great of a hitter, 3,000 hits later.
And it is universally considered the most boring documentary series ESPN has ever put out. The 6-part Derek Jeter thing finalized my opinion. Now the world sees what I see. There is nothing there. Nothing.
I watched it. Anyway.
But you were so bored. I mean, you were bored and you loved baseball.
I wasn't bored necessarily. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So the question again is simple. Who's the home run king? The answer, it's not very simple.
And one more thing.
Yes.
They're not going to make a movie of him because he got the Triple Crown. The Triple Crown is a cool thing, but
that's
been done recently.
didn't make a movie for Miguel Cabrera. Yeah, I just didn't see it.
The Miguel Cabrera movie.
That would be quite a movie.
And by the funny thing about the Triple Crown is an incredible achievement. It's so much less than the home run record that nobody's ever going to pay attention to it, even if he gets it.
Yeah, because like 2 out of the 3 stats have been totally debunked.
Yeah. But, and Cabrera did it so recently, too.
Yeah. What would you rather watch, a Miguel Cabrera movie or an Aaron Judge movie? Cabrera's got some really, it's a lot more stuff there.
That's true. I saw an interesting quote by Judge. He said, I grew up watching Miguel Cabrera highlights. I'm like, is Miguel Cabrera that old that you, as a kid, you were, wait, how old is Miguel Cabrera?
I think he's probably 38.
Yeah, Judge is 30. It made it sound like he was a little kid watching.
He's 39.
Yeah, I don't know. It just struck me as an odd thing.
But he grew up watching Barry Bonds.
Yeah,
because Aaron Judge even says that Barry Bonds is the true home run king. But he grew up in the Bay Area in a time when Bonds was a legend. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So that's the baseball part of it. Coming up next, we'll get into one fan who almost had a small fortune in their mitt, in their glove, and watched it fall to the ground. We'll get to that in a moment, too. It is Maggie and Perloff. Right here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, SiriusXM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app. Let me give you the number again, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Who is the true home run king? We'll take your calls next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.